The Watergate scandal is arguably the biggest presidential story in American politics to date. The news was broken by two Washington Post reporters, and their book describes the brilliant Pulitzer Prize-winning investigation that led to President Richard Nixon's resignation and sent several of his advisors to federal prison. All the President's Men is the non-fiction account of a political discovery that reads like a detective thriller. Written from a third-person point of view, with plenty of twists and turns, it is told in straightforward prose. Nevertheless, it took almost 2 years to write. From the first article about what seemed to be a burglary to the resignation of the president. In the space of nearly 400 pages, the authors chronicle in great detail what happened, who was involved, and what the aftermath of the Watergate scandal was. The New York Times called their work maybe the single greatest reporting effort of all time. On the 17th of June 1972, a break-in took place in the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee based in the Watergate Office Hotel and Residential Complex in Washington, D.C. Five men, one of whom admitted to being a former employee of the CIA, were arrested. The Washington Post assigned the story to Woodward, and he was soon joined by veteran reporter Carl Bernstein as the investigation progressed.
Bernstein looked like one of those counterculture journalists that Woodward despised. Bernstein thought that Woodward's rapid rise at the Post had less to do with his ability than his establishment credentials. They had never worked on a story together. Woodward was 29, Bernstein 28.
After the first investigations, Woodward and Bernstein realized that there was a connection between the Watergate break-in and the campaign for the re-election of President Nixon. The two journalists received information from an anonymous source known as Deep Throat, whose identity was kept hidden for over 30 years. Thanks to these leaks, they were able to uncover a secret fund used to spy on and sabotage the Democratic Party, as well as journalists, activists, and many ordinary citizens.
On evenings such as those, Deep Throat had talked about how politics had infiltrated every corner of government, a strong-arm takeover of the agencies by the Nixon White House. Junior White House aides were giving orders on the highest levels of the bureaucracy. He had once called it the switchblade mentality and had referred to the willingness of the president's men to fight dirty and for keeps, regardless of what effect the slashing might have on the government and the nation.
The book is the tale of how Woodward and Bernstein got at the story of Watergate. It manages to explain exactly what happened in a very dramatic way. The reader feels the tension escalating as the journalists start putting all the pieces together until they finally uncover and expose the corrupt presidential administration. In 1976, a film adaptation of the book was released, directed by Alan J. Pakula and starring Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman as Woodward and Bernstein, respectively. The film won 4 Oscars. In 2005, a 91-year-old retired FBI special agent named Mark Felt acknowledged that he was Deep Throat after being persuaded by his daughter to reveal his identity. Both Bernstein and Woodward have continued their careers as investigative journalists, publishing multiple best-selling books on American politics and the private maneuvering of US presidents in power from Clinton to Trump.
So the White House wants to eat the Washington Post. So what? It will be wearing on you, but the end is in sight. It's building, and they see it, and they know that they can't stop the real story from coming out. That's why they're so desperate. Just be careful. Yourselves and the paper. And wait them out. Don't jump too fast. Be careful, and don't be too anxious.